VIP and general admission tickets are on sale now at bestofwestchester.com. But they're going quickly, so get yours while they're still available. Come celebrate the best that Westchester has to offer at the Best of Westchester Party, Wednesday, July 22nd at the Glen Island Harbor Club in New Rochelle. For tickets and more information, visit bestofwestchester.com. That's bestofwestchester.com. And mark your calendar for Wednesday, July 22nd for the Best of Westchester Party.
Looking forward to it. 8:46 at 100.7 WHUD with Mike and Casey.
Actor Dermot Mulroney stars in Insidious Chapter 3, which opens today, and he tells us, get ready to be scared.
This is a full-on invade-your-brain horror movie, yeah. You know, can't say actually, to be honest with you, there are some laughs. You know, Insidious, the series has always just had a little subtle humor in it, and some of the characters that we meet for the first time in that Chapter 3 takes place before Insidious 1 and 2 are really funny. So there is that element to the story as well, but the rest of it is living hell.
Oh, my gosh. So you say Insidious 3 takes place before Insidious 1 and 2?
Yeah, it's what you'd call an origin story, really more than a prequel, in that it tells the story of an entirely separate family. And it may be the same evil entity, but it hasn't moved on to the other family yet, played in the other two movies so beautifully by Patrick Wilson and Rose Byrne. So we're sort of following in those movies' footsteps, but previous to them being trod. It's really fun, too, for the fans of the series, because you'll see these characters that you're familiar with, you'll see them for the first time and how they meet up. So it's one of those movies that it's just full of those references or Easter eggs, as the horror genre fans call them. So I don't want to tell which ones, but you'll see characters that you're familiar with. I made it sound a lot more confusing than it is, man. I'm just, you know, it just takes place beforehand. It's that simple, folks.
Now, what happens to you in the movie without giving away a lot of the plot lines? Are you in peril?
Yes, my entire family is in peril. But what I like about the movie is that it plays very much as a straight drama, especially in the beginning, before the supernatural elements begin to appear in the story. So, you know, part of my job, most of my job, really, was to play straight family drama. And, of course, that's the filmmaker's way of sort of tenderizing you, so that when all hell breaks loose, you're toast.
I love it. Dermot Mulroney, has anything supernatural ever happened to you?
No, not so much, I don't think. Like anybody, I'll have the occasional wake up in a cold sweat nightmare, but I think thus far, even messing with the evil entities in the Insidious world, they have not come back to haunt me. Yes, I'm ready for anything, but nothing thus far. I've made it this far without some sort of evil taking place.
Yeah, well, you're going to wake up in a cold sweat after you see this movie, I bet.
Yeah, I did see the movie with a full audience of invited fans of the series, and I got to tell you, I've never been in a movie where people react like that, but I've never been in a movie theater with people jumping out of their seats and screaming, full-voiced screams, not just like, ah. I mean, it was mayhem in that theater. It was a blast. It was something I'd never seen. And obviously, that's the best way to watch this movie. Horror movies are doing their part to really retain that thing that I grew up with, where half of the reason you go to the movie to see it is because of the other people that are seeing it with you. You know, we're all watching movies, you know, on the subway, on our cell phone now. It's a different world, but which is great because, you know, people have access to movies whenever they want. But there is something to be said, especially for a movie like Chapter 3. Go and watch it in the theater, because it is something else when everybody reacts at the same time in an extreme way. It's really fun.
I bet it is.
All right, have fun at the movies this weekend.
You let me know how that goes.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'll be right there in the front row. Mm-hmm.
Dermot Mulroney from Insidious Chapter 3. And we're enjoying watching the Today Show from a distance, but our listeners are up close and personal with Charlie XCX. And she was just joined on stage by Jack Antonoff from Fun. and he played guitar on her new song. But we have a great group down there, right?
Yeah, Kimberly and Nancy and Amanda and Steve and Iris and Miana. They're all right up close to the stage. Look at our pictures on Facebook that they've been sending all morning. Amazing.
Yeah, terrific. So they're enjoying Charlie XCX. And by the way, she's on the bill for Sunday at Dutchess Stadium. You can get tickets at WHUD.com. Here's her biggest hit to date. This is Boom Clap at 100.7 WHUD, Charlie XCX, with Mike and Casey at WHUD.